I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
The truth.
TheTruthPodcast.com.
You haul yourselves along the corroding wooden planks as the bridge twists and turns in the air. You shield your faces from the wind. The gusty rain almost hurls you into the abyss. After seeming eternity, the four of you fling yourselves down on the secure earth once more and find yourselves lying before a giant stone door in the mist.
Are there any other exits?
No, it's part of a wall.
How big is the wall?
You can't see the ends of the wall. It stretches infinitely in both directions.
If we're at a good stopping point, we should wait for Brian. No, he's got spells.
Are you serious? Fuck Brian. I'm not going to spend my whole life waiting for him.
I'm going to wait for him.
Just give him a couple of minutes.
If he wanted to play the full session, he should have been here on time.
Can we play his character? We know what he'd do.
The wizard known as Nicolas Cage walks silently with your party, unable to act until inhabited once more by his player.
We're not going to look. There's no way that we're going to get through an infinite-sized fortress without a wizard.
Has anyone texted him?
He hasn't responded.
I'm going to murder him. All right, I walk up and bang on the stone door.
You bang on the door.
Is anyone on the other side of this door?
Are you kidding me right now?
Fool of a toy.
Your knocking echoes terribly through the mountains, and suddenly the ground begins to shake. A great rumbling is coming from behind the door. The door opens to reveal an ogre. He's 10 feet tall with a horrible, scarred face, boiling hot saliva dripping from his mouth. He wields a club and he runs toward Julius.
Ogre, do not trifle with us. I am Thornelius, Duke of the Northern Elves.
The ogre swings his club.
I was talking.
It's a direct hit. You take 20 damage.
Aw, man, let me roll for a dodge. I should
okay,
dodge.
Guys, if we're going to start combat, I need to go smoke a cigarette first.
Oh, lame.
Thumbs down.
Kyle wants us to wait for Brian anyway.
Whatever. Don't use my words against me.
Time is frozen. Your immobile assailant stares at you with glassy eyes. This might be a good time to catch your breath, have a snack, smoke a cigarette, or simply enjoy surveying the majestic craggy mountains that surround us.
Yeah, look at the friggin' mountains.
Can I go use your back room?
No, you can't smoke in this house.
You're gonna make me go out in the storm?
Dude, this is a no-smoking house, okay? Capiche?
Frank, just go. You're wasting our time.
Yeah, just do it.
Fine. I'm gonna go smoke a cigarette in the rain. Not near my friends. I'm shunted out. See you later.
I roll 1d6 to feel guilty, and I don't.
Light, you fuck. Fuck you. This is such fucking bullshit.
They all live in this big house. It's full of cameras and shared rooms to make the situation even more stressful.
I've seen this show. It's really good. Mm-hmm.
How do they get everyone to hate each other?
Okay, so you know like how in the Saw movies, everyone's always being forced to kill someone else in order to save their own life?
I have never seen a single Saw movie.
You should at the very least see the first Saw, because it's actually kind of a masterpiece.
It's like 64% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Hang on. Hello?
Yo, so I'm thinking about doing a camp out this summer.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, I thought maybe we got like...
I'm smoking in the rain, because my friends are assholes. I hope they all drown.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I know one person is not on board, though.
What?
Frank.
Frank is going to hate it.
Yeah,
right?
Hate it. And the cigarette, 5 seconds.
I just got off the phone with Joe. Ryan was in an accident on his way here.
Oh, shit.
Is he okay?
Is he right?
He's dead.
This is not a joke.
No.
Jesus Christ.
No way.
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't even know what to say.
I just want to say, I think it's so fucked up that you guys made me stand out in the pouring rain because I'm addicted to cigarettes.
Frank, shut up.
Feel my sleep. Feel how wet it is.
Dude, come on.
All right, what? What's going on?
Ryan's dead. He was in an accident. Joe just called. He was on his way here and...
But he's all right, right?
No. He's dead.
Oh, my God. Oh. I just didn't know what you guys were talking about, so when I came in, I just...
Frank, just stop.
No, you're acting like I did something wrong here.
No, you're not doing anything wrong, Frank. You're being fine, just be quiet.
No, I can't be quiet because you're looking at me like...
Oh,
right
my
now.
God. Everyone shut up. Collectively, all of us should shut up right now.
You mean me, though? You're talking about me!
Come on, let's go.
What, where are we going?
I'm removing you from this situation because you're being the biggest idiot.
Where are you going?
Just stay right there. What the hell is your problem?
What's my problem?
Ryan is dead. We're never going to see him again.
Yeah, I know, okay? And I think that's awful. Okay, Brian is dead, and I'm still trying to process it. And as that happens, everyone decides to gang up on me.
This isn't about you. This is about our friend.
He's not our friend. Okay, he's someone that we play D&D with once a week, and he's always late. We found him on Craigslist, for Christ's sake.
I know you don't feel that way about him.
Oh, listen to yourself. What are we going to do, huh? We're going to go back on Craigslist. We're going to find another person.
You cannot be this cold.
I'm being logical.
You're being a real jerk right now.
Hey, what do you think they're doing in there?
I don't know. Does it matter?
They're, like, having a secret meeting in my bathroom.
People react to this stuff different, man.
I'm trying to be honest. I'm just trying to say the truth.
We've been playing with this guy for 3 months.
I don't... Honestly, I feel like... I don't know how to feel.
I feel like I should call someone.
Who are you gonna call? The only person we knew was Joe, and she called us.
I don't know, I just feel like...
I don't even know...
I should be active, I should be doing...
I don't even know who Joe was. Was she his cousin?
She was his girlfriend.
You sure they weren't related?
No.
He made a joke about it being weird.
I don't know.
If maybe he was being sarcastic?
What do you really know about him?
He was a wizard. He'd always heal you after a battle while you and Kyle would be looting the bodies.
Yeah, but he was chaotic neutral. He also polymorphed me into a pig.
I mean, it was also annoying.
Yeah, but that's the thing, okay?
But that's good, I mean, or bad, I don't know. People are complicated, and that's what's interesting about them.
The first day we played together, he didn't even bother to learn first names. He just called everyone Chief. The whole time.
Oh, yeah.
We all went through the effort of introducing ourselves and us and our characters, and he just called
everyone Chief.
Everyone in the room was Chief, everyone in the game was Chief.
And I was like, thanks, Chief, to him, and he was like, you call me Nicolas Cage. What a guy.
Remember when we were down the catacombs in Deepvale and, I mean, we beat Asimov. It was just walk in and get the treasure.
Yeah.
And I was just so eager. I ran up and I turned the knob of the door and without checking or anything. And then, whoop, trap hits me. Remember that? Everybody's looking around for some sort of spell component or some sort of antidote. And then Brian says... He's going to teleport us all out of there back to Deepvale. And that meant none of us are going to get the treasure. And the minute I came in from smoking that cigarette, it brought me right back to that moment when all you were so mad at me because we got no treasure. Except Brian, who was fine. He saved my life. My character wakes up, and the first thing on his chest is a big parchment that says, I owe you one life. Meaning I owed him.
Yeah.
And that
See? We know him. We know him. That's Brian.
It's Nicolas Cage.
It's Brian's Nicolas Cage.
This is ridiculous. When are they coming out?
Can you stop obsessing?
No, I won't stop obsessing, okay? Making a big show out of separating themselves from the rest of us, okay? They're not doing what we should be doing right now, which is honoring our friend and reflecting on our friendship.
Eric, are you really this insane? Fine, let's do it.
I'm not insane.
Dude, yes, you are. Let's not. Hey, to the jerk stores on the other side of this door, we don't know what you're talking about, but we want to pay respects to our friend.
Open the door right now, please.
We're just talking. Jesus.
Is this how we would do it in the game? Will we split off? Like Scooby-Doo and the gang? What's going on here?
We're just talking about Brian.
Okay, it felt rude to
me.
Okay,
let's...
Now you know how I felt.
Great.
Look, we're all feeling different crazy things right now. Let's just sit down back on the couch.
Why?
Why? Because our friend Brian is dead.
His character's not... The ogre throws down his club. He begins to beat his head with his fists. He is in a frenzy. He runs towards Nicolas Cage, who stands only meters from the edge of a sheer icy cliff. The two of them tumble, fist over fist, off the edge of the icy cliff. And just like that, a member of your party is gone.
I take the ogre's club and break it apart into a pile of kindling, and then I make a fire.
You stand around that fire. The smoke rises above you in a great pillar.
Nicolas Cage, we wish to mourn your loss. You were a brave, brave warrior, a great wizard, and a great companion. Am I really doing this? Okay, a great player, and seriously, you were a fantastic person to hang out with.
Nicolas Cage taught me a lot. He taught me that there was more to an adventure than just gaining EXP and loot. He was a valued member of this team, and we're gonna miss him. Thanks, Nick.
I want to say that I'm sorry about any negative thing that I've said about you, but it's only because I didn't know you that well, and I can't believe you're not going to be around anymore. I wish I could have known you better. Nicolas Cage.
The great and awesome spirit of Nicolas Cage rises into the air and vanishes in the night sky. The storm has died down. For the first time in ages, the sky is clear. We can only assume he would mock us for eulogizing him this way, but then I think he'd mock us no matter how we went about it.
You joke around about everything, but I never had to wonder what you were really thinking.
You never got tired of arguing with me over H.P. Lovecraft.
You never lied to me, you always shot to me straight, and you respected spoilers.
You were a wizard, you were a renegade, and you were our friend. And it's terrible to be talking about you as a were. You are, and will always be, Nicolas Cage.
You are Nicolas Cage.
You are Nicolas Cage. You are Nicolas Cage. You are Nicolas Cage.
Chaotic Neutral was performed by Alana Fishbein, John Bander, Matt Shafiq, and Justin Moran. It was written by Alejandro Colini, with dialogue improvised by the actors. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and our launch sponsor, MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. If you're interested in supporting this and other podcasts like it, email sponsor at radiotopia.fm. You can find out more about us at thetruthpodcast.com, Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. And this episode was supported in part by listeners just like you, like Jason Myers. We'd like to remind you that you have been listening to
The Truth.
Radiotopia.